We're having a great time down here in Miami, enjoying the Super Bowl weekend, and I'm sitting here with probably one of the top offensive linemen. I mean, get that
go.
Out, right?
There you go.
Orlando Pace, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you this. You know, Super Bowl or Rose Bowl? Which one's better?
Ooh, wow, that's tough.
I mean, right? I mean, different parts of your career.
Different parts of my career. My Rose Bowl was my last collegiate game. And it's, first of all, if you've ever been to the Rose Bowl, the setting in the Rose Bowl is beautiful, phenomenal. But I have to go with the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, okay.
Only because as a kid, it's everything you dream of. You see it, you watch it on TV every year. And you, as a football player growing up, that's where you want to be, ultimately in the Super Bowl. For us, I got there twice. Won one in Atlanta and was not as fortunate in New Orleans. So, obviously that's the ultimate goal for every NFL player is to win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, so you grew up in Virginia, which is kind of a local boy.
No, I grew up in Ohio.
You grew up in Ohio?
Yeah, I grew up in Ohio, yes.
Then what part of Ohio did you come from?
Sandusky, Ohio.
Sandusky,
Ohio. It's right in between Toledo and Cleveland.
Okay, so up there in the Hall of Fame, which works well.
Absolutely.
That was convenient.
Absolutely.
And what are you doing nowadays? I mean, obviously you're involved in your community.
Yep. Yeah, I do. Actually, I do some NFL. I do some work with the NFL and our Legends community. And one thing that we do is connect former players back to their communities and back to their teams. There's so many guys that leave the game and they're bitter about the game. And the NFL uses guys like myself, former players like myself, to help reengage those guys back into their with their teams and their community.
Just to give them the support that they need.
Absolutely. Because, you know, obviously, you know, we want to go find our brothers because sometimes they're not doing as well, and we want to pull them back in the fold and hug on them and love on them. So they use guys like myself to do that. So that's our initiative for the most part.
And I think the takeaway is that, you know, everybody who ever plays in the NFL made $1 billion and huge contracts, yep. And it was just life. And
made all the right business decisions.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But the reality is that it's a tough game, and it's a brutal on your body, and it's not there's not much longevity in it.
No. We all want to go riding out on the Super Bowl, you know, with our fists waving in the air. But, you know, for 90% of the guys, probably even higher than that, that's not the case. Guys, you know, obviously that want to still play, but their body probably failed them at some point in time, or they're bitter about this, or just different injuries that could have them bitter about the game. So everybody doesn't leave on a parade, on a float. So, but we want to find those guys and help them if we can.
Well, and I think that's important. I mean, you're giving back to your community, not only in the area in which you live, but also giving back to the community of the brothers that you play football with.
And that's
always what it's about. I mean, anytime you are successful like yourself, I mean, one of the things that we do with clients is we want to teach them and help them understand that part of their obligation, yes, they're successful outright, but they are supposed to give back to the community.
Absolutely, in every way you can. Obviously, it's not always monetary. Sometimes it's just knowledge. You talk to a young kid. I talk to a few kids about just offensive line play. What they can do better, those kinds of things. Ways to be successful as a player. I kind of study greatness, and I want to see, you know, in business too. I want to see how guys, you know, became successful, and I think that's important.
Still in the restaurant business?
I was. Yeah, I'm in the real estate business. The restaurant business was tough, but it was one
brutal.
Of those things. It's brutal.
It's brutal.
And, you know, you get in. It was a fun play for me initially. And then, you know, obviously when business, you know, rubber meets the road, it's like, maybe the real estate is more important than the actual build.
Grew up with business. Mom and dad, with grandparents? Who raised you when you were
young? Yeah, my mom, she's a single parent. Mom and my grandparents, who both, who I admire dearly, both helped raise me in that process. But I grew up in a small town, which was fun, with a lot of love and support from my family. And they really helped me succeed in life. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
So one of the things I always appreciate about offensive linemen and defensive linemen is the fact that they're a little bit bigger boys like myself.
Absolutely.
And so I always want to know, the food that you grew up, your fondest memory of what mom or grandma cooked for you, you know, dinner, Sunday dinner, sitting around with the family?
Man, let me say this. And maybe my grandmother probably was the all-time best cook. And her banana pudding was legendary. And I still try to make it to this day.
She give you the
everything.
Recipe?
Yeah, but she, you know, but... She was an older lady, so they don't measure, right? So when she's giving me the recipe, it's like a pinch it here, you got to pinch it there. She never measures, so that's the difficult part because I like to measure to make sure it tastes exactly the same every time. So I think I'm perfecting. At least my kids say I'm perfecting it.
Well, and plus grandma's TLC, you can't beat that.
Oh, yeah, and the love that you put in it, you can't beat that.
So. Orlando, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.